ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 9 द पैसिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्मदेव टेक्स्ट 18 एषा वै भगवान् साक्षात् आद्य नारायणः पुमान् मोहयन् मायया लोकं गूढस् चरति वृष्णिषु। एष वै भगवान् साक्षात् आद्यो नारायणः पुमान् मोहयन् मायया लोकम् गूढश्चरति वृष्णिषु। एष वै भगवान् साक्षात् आद्यो नारायणः पुमान् मोहयन् मायया लोकम् गूढश्चरति वृष्णिषु। एष वै भगवान् साक्षात् आद्यो नारायणः पुमान् मोहयन् मायया लोकम् गूढश्चरति वृष्णिषु। Matajis, Esha, this, Vai, positively, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Shakshat, original, Adyaha, the first, Narayanaha, the Supreme Lord, who lies down in the water, Puman, the Supreme Enjoyer, Mohayan, bewildering, Mayaya, by his self-created energy, Lokam, the planets, Gurhaha, who is inconceivable, Charati, moves, Vrishnishu, among the Vrishni family. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer. But He is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni, just like one of us. And He is bewildering us with His self-created energy. Please repeat after me. This Krishna
is
no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead.
He is the first Narayan,
the supreme enjoyer. But He is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni, just like one of us. And He is bewildering us with His self-created energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedic system of acquiring knowledge is the deductive process. The Vedic knowledge is received perfectly by disciplic succession from the authorities. Such knowledge is never dogmatic, as ill-conceived by less intelligent persons. The mother is the authority to verify the identity of the father. She is the authority for such confidential knowledge. Therefore, authority is not dogmatic. In the Bhagavad Gita, this truth is confirmed in the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita 4:2. And the perfect system of learning is to receive it from authority. The very same system is accepted universally as truth, but only the false arguer speaks against it. For example, modern spacecraft fly in the sky, and when scientists say that they travel to the other side of the moon, men believe these stories blindly because they have accepted the modern scientists as authorities. The authorities speak and the people in general believe them. But in the case of the Vedic truth, they have been taught not to believe. Even if they accept them, they give a different interpretation. Each and every man wants a direct perception of Vedic knowledge, but foolishly they deny it. This means that the misguided man can believe one authority, the scientist, but will reject the authority of the Vedas. The result is that people have degenerated. Here is an authority speaking about Sri Krishna as the original personality of Godhead and the first Narayan. Even such an impersonalist as Acharya Shankara has said in the beginning of his commentation on the Bhagavad Gita that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation. The universe is one of the material creations, but Narayan is transcendental to such material paraphernalia. Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 Mahajans who know the principles of transcendental knowledge.
His confirmation of Lord Shri Krishna being the original personality of Godhead is also corroborated by impersonally Shankara. All other acharyas have also confirmed this statement, and thus there is no chance of not accepting Lord Shri Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. Bhishma Dev says that he is the first Narayan. This is also confirmed by Brahma Ji in the Bhagavatam 10.14.14. Krishna is the first Narayan. In the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, there are innumerable number of Narayans who are all the same personality of Godhead and are considered to be the plenary expansions of the original personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. The form of Lord Krishna, the form of the Lord, Shri Krishna, first expands himself as the form of Baladev. The Baladev expands in so many other forms, such as Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Narayan, Purusha, Rama and Nrisimha. All these expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva. And Shri Krishna is the original source of all the plenary expansions. He is therefore the direct personality of Godhead. He is the creator of the material world and he is the predominating deity known as Narayan in all the Vaikuntha planets. Therefore, his movements amongst human beings are another sort of bewilderment. The Lord therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita that foolish persons consider him to be one of the human beings without knowing the intricacies of his movements. The bewilderment regarding Shri Krishna is due to the action of his twofold internal and external energies upon the third one called marginal energy. The living entities are expansions of his marginal energy, and thus they are sometimes bewildered by the internal energy and sometimes by the external energy. By internal energetic bewilderment, Shri Krishna expands himself into unlimited numbers of Narayans and exchanges or accepts transcendental loving service from the living entities in the transcendental world. And by his external energetic expansions, he incarnates himself in the material world amongst the men, animals and demigods to re-establish his forgotten relation with the living entities in different species of life. Great authorities like Bhishma, however, escape this bewilderment by the mercy of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Esha Bhai Bhagavan Shakshad Adyo Narayanaha Puman Mohayan Mayaya Lokam Gurhas Charati Vrishnishu. This Shri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer. But he is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni, just like one of us, and he is bewildering us with his self-created energy. So, Bhishma Dev is lying on the bed of arrows and Pandavas along with Krishna went to see him. And Bhishma Dev had some very sweet exchange with the Pandavas And he started to instruct Yudhishthir Maharaj. And then eventually we'll see, just fixing his eyes upon Krishna, he left his body. And in this particular verse, he's establishing Krishna as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan Swayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This point is very important because often Krishna is considered to be an incarnation of Shirodakshayi Vishnu. Generally, the incarnations in the material nature of the Lord are expansions of Shirodakshayi Vishnu. And he is considered to be one of the expansions or an avatar. But at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are getting the understanding. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. But Srimad Bhagavatam describes 23 different incarnations of the Lord. And then it says that there are innumerable such incarnations. Avatara hi asankhayo. These are the avatars and there are innumerable incarnations. Avatara hi asankhayo. But then it is being established. Ete changsha kala pungsha. These incarnations are amsa, Krishna's parts, or kala, parts of his parts, and so forth. All these incarnations are Krishna's expansions. Expansions or expansions of his expansions or expansions of his expansions and so forth. But Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Sri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swayam Bhagavan. And in spite of this statement, and here also Bhishma Devi is making that point clear, that Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the Adya Narayana. He is the original Narayan, first Narayan, Adi Narayan. Narayan, there are innumerable incarnations of Narayan or innumerable Narayans in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, there are innumerable planets, spiritual planets. And each planet is predominated by Narayan along with his associates there. All these incarnations, they have their places. Lord Nrisingadev, Varaha, Kurma, Meena, others, and they have their respective planets. But Krishna is not one of those Narayans. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Swayam. And Krishna's identity has been properly established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed the identity of Krishna. Who is this Krishna? Apparently, Krishna is performing his activities or performing his pastimes as an ordinary human being in Vrindavan, as a cowherd boy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out that this cowherd boy Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is not in Vrindavan, he is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The residents of Vrindavan are not treating him like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their attitude is, it's not that they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to them it doesn't matter. Their attitude is, even though you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? To us, you are the dearmost object of our love. That's what matters. Whether you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, it doesn't matter. And that is the attitude of the residents of Vrindavan. So that is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all mellows. Rasa Vai Saha, that's the identity of Krishna. He's the source of all mellows. All mellows means five principal mellows and seven secondary mellows. In Vaikuntha, Narayan is not the source of all mellows. The three out of five principal mellows are friendship, parental, and conjugal. In Vaikuntha, they are not available. In Vaikuntha, there is only Shanta and Dasya. In Vaikuntha, there no one is Narayan's friend. In Vaikuntha, no one is Narayan's parents. And in Vaikuntha, no one is Narayan's beloved in conjugal relationship. Even Lakshmi Devi's position in Vaikuntha is in servitorship. She is the wife of Narayan, but her role there is like ordinarily it is. The wife is like serving the husband in the mode of servitorship. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is the source of all mellows. Especially those mellows that are missing in Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, friendship, parental and conjugal are predominantly prominent in Vrindavan. Why? In Vaikuntha these mellows are not possible because in Vaikuntha everyone knows that Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore they cannot treat him like a friend. It's automatically their attitude is that of servitorship. You are the Lord and Master and we are eternal servant of yours. Friendship takes place among equals. Who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Parental, there the object of love is subordinate. So in parental relationship, parents are superior to Krishna. And Krishna has become subordinate. So how can anyone become superior to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And conjugal relationship is like that of between a young boy and a young girl in love with each other. So how can treat the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that way? Therefore, in Vaikuntha, these relationships are not possible. Therefore, in Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, Krishna is a cowherd boy by the arrangement of Jogamaya. He is a cowherd boy. One may not become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but one can very easily become equal to a cowherd boy. One cannot become superior to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but one can become superior to a cowherd boy. One may not be able to treat the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the paramour, but there's no problem dealing a cowherd boy in that way. So that is the specialty of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, they have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To them, he is just the object of their love in friendship, parental and conjugal relationship. They have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then again, forgetfulness can be of two types. One, forgetfulness is out of ignorance. That we always experience. We forget out of ignorance. The other kind of forgetfulness is out of intense love. In intense love, one forgets the position of the object of their love. Say, for example, the son has become the state president, But the mother, although she knows that he is the state president, but because of her love for him, doesn't treat him like the state president. To the mother, he is my son. You are my son. You may be the state president. So what? And she chastises him, which nobody else would ever dare to do that. So this is the kind of forgetfulness in Vrindavan, just to give an example. Out of their intense love, they have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they don't treat him like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To them, you are my friend. You are my son. You are my dear object of love. So, that is the specialty of Vrindavan. And the important consideration there is, there Krishna is in his two-armed form. And that two-armed form is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnero jateko khela, tar modhe noro lila, noro bopu taharo shorup. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, his pastimes as the human form or as a human-like pastimes, noro lila, are the most exalted, highest. Because Naro Bopu, the human-like form, is his Swarup. The original Swarup, or the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is two-armed, not four-armed or eight-armed or thousand arms. It's two-armed. And in that respect, we all are very fortunate that Krishna has given us that form. That's why we can directly develop a relationship with Krishna. The demigods have got the form of Vaikuntha forms. Krishna has given the demigods the four-armed forms of Vaikuntha. But to the human beings, to us, Krishna has given us his original form. Man has been created according to the image of God. That statement is very, very true. So, and this Narayan, this Adya Narayan is Sri Krishna. Bhishma Devi is establishing that fact. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in Vrindavan. And his first expansion is Balaram. Then from Balaram expands Chaturbuha, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha of Dwarka. And then he expands, from this Shankarshan expands the other incarnations, Narayans. And then there is the expansion of Mahavishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. Jashaika nishashita kala mathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahan jahya kala vishesha. So this Vishnur mahan, this Mahavishnu, from the pores of his body, innumerable universes are generated. Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha. And that is, that Mahavishnu is kala vishesha, is an expansion of his expansion. That is Govindam Adipurusham. Time and time again, it has come up in Brahma Samhita actually. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishthan. All the incarnations like Ramchandra are Kala Vishesha. His Kala, expansions of his expansion. Ramadimurti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. He expanded himself in this material nature in innumerable incarnation. But Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramoh Pumanja. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how we can get, we get to see who is Krishna actually. As I was saying, like previously, after Krishna performed his pastimes, many people, even many Vaishnavas could not recognize Krishna as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. They considered that he is an incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. But Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he established and he revealed his identity. As Vishnu Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out. What is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshwatanaye. The supreme worshipable personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshwatanaye. Staddhama Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. Staddhama Vrindavanam. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Bargena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsel, Brajabodhus, worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The spotless Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof of this statement. Tatradaranaparam. Just accept that conclusion. There is no need to accept any other conclusion. So this is our good fortune. That somehow or other, we, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have become exposed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we have the perfect understanding of the spiritual world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The understanding is very clear. Beyond this material nature, there is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond Brahma Jyoti, in Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable spiritual planets, Vaikuntha. And beyond that, the topmost region of that spiritual abode or the spiritual king domain is Mathura Mandal and Golok Vrindavan, topmost region. That's the highest. And the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his two-armed form, that as he is performing, is the reservoir or the source of all mellows. He is the personification of all mellows. Rasa Vaisaha. And that is Krishna's identity. All the mellows have been perfectly manifested in these pastimes of Krishna. That's why he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada also made this point that we have to receive knowledge, we have to receive informations from authoritative source. And our source is the Vedas. And the source is not enough. The source has to be clarified by a teacher. And we have the perfect teacher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is giving us the perfect teaching. But unfortunately, in today's world, due to the influence of the age of Kali, has become so bewildered that they do not consider those authorities at all. Rather, they are considering a bunch of liars and cheaters as their authority, the scientists. Whatever they say, that is that becomes the absolute truth for them. They don't even use their intelligence to figure out whether it is acceptable or authentic or not. Because they are saying, they accept it. And as Prabhupada is pointing out, they are saying that they have gone to moon. And we have seen when moon landing was the biggest happening in the world, Srila Prabhupada mentioned they never went to moon. They never went to moon. And today, in one of the Gallup polls in America, it has come out that more than 35% of the Americans don't believe that they have gone to moon. That Prabhupada at that time pointed out, they haven't gone to moon. They didn't go to moon. And that statement of Srila Prabhupada was so shocking that many devotees left the movement because they thought they couldn't accept that statement. And we remember at that time, the whole world was so vibrant with this understanding that there was a consideration of buying plots of land in moon and go to moon and settle down there. But then we see what happened. Now moon is not good enough. They are going to Mars. And another important thing to consider is that that all these conceptions of the so-called scientific concepts are simply based on theory. Theory. Theory of organic evolution. Big Bang theory. All these theories. But theory means hypothesis. Unless and until the theory is proven, it doesn't become a scientific law. Scientific means it should be based on law. Science means experimentally verified facts. Experimentally verified facts. But there is no verification of their statements. They are saying man came from monkey. There was an organic evolution. All of a sudden, due to certain condition, some chemicals, some atoms and molecules combined, and life evolved. If that is the fact, why don't you control the temperature and pressure to any extent that you can do and make these chemicals combine and produce life? They haven't been able to do that, and they'll never be able to do that because they are dwelling in a false premise, a mistaken premise. They are saying that man came from monkey. Like, okay, then why don't you show that some monkey became a man? We can show that many men became monkeys. But there was not a single instance when a monkey became a man. And they'll never be. Like, monkeys have been existing since time immemorial, so did the human beings. And the biggest problem with the modern science is they do not want to accept the existence of the spiritual reality, the existence of the soul, which automatically leads to the existence of God. That is the problem with the modern science. And they are bewildering the people all over the world, and that's why Prabhupada wanted to expose the scientists. To expose the scientists. Yeah, I think there is a warning here to end the class. Okay. So anyway, I'll just end now. So anybody can see how the scientists are misleading people. Scientists are just propagating and broadcasting some lies in the name of science, and that's why Prabhupada wanted that they should be exposed. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted the Bhaktivedanta Institute to prove that the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the real science. Yes, we can prove whatever we are saying, we can prove everything. We can show that the source of life is spirit soul. That can be proven. And not only that, we have all kinds of informations that scientists don't even know. Like, there are 6 symptoms of life. Wherever there is life, there are 6 symptoms must be there. Birth, growth, change, reproduction, decay, and death. whether it's a plant, whether it's a mosquito, whether it's a reptile, whether it's a bird, whether it's an animal, or whether it's a human being, all go through these six symptoms of life. And wherever there is life, there must be the soul. Simple fact. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Is there any time for question? Yeah? Yes, Bhrigavati Prabhu.
Maharaj, thank you so much for a very interesting class in which you so nicely explained the correct ontological understanding of Krishna as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you also explained the primary epistemological principle for understanding that, hearing from bona fide authorities and not mental speculators. And you also give a lot of insights into the relationships with Krishna. And anybody who knows your personal history and or read your book could immediately understand that you're the appropriate person to do that, because after just being in the movement a very short time, you were able to become a very close, intimate, confidential associate of the Srila Prabhupada himself and the, you know, his inner circle of devotees. So my question is to you is, I'd like to know, what is the, in your opinion, what is the secret to having successful relationships with devotees, one's spiritual master, and with Krishna?
Why don't you answer it?
No, because you're because more qualified.
You're so perfect in your behavior.
I've struggled for 45 years and just to barely have friendships with devotees, but like, you know, you've been so successful.
You
so
perfectly know who is Krishna, therefore you could offer 45 years of your life to him, his service. You know who is Srila Prabhupada, therefore you have offered 45 years of your life, most precious part of your life.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. I mean, I was.
And for 45 years, you have developed such a wonderful relationship with all the devotees. You're the perfect example for that. Thank you so much, Bhrigupati Prabhu.
It's called turning the tables, but anyway, it's okay.
Any other question? Yes? Can you?
Thank you for a wonderful class, Maharaj. You explain everything so carefully. I always like hearing from you. You were saying that in Vaikuntha, Narayan receives his worship without friendship or all the rasas, I guess, except for servitorship. So it's hard for me to understand that how the soul could be satisfied knowing that we have all these different kinds of relationships in the material world. How can the soul be satisfied in Vaikuntha with just that relationship of only dasya? Yeah.
Thank you very much. You see, Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that, and Jiva Goswami has established that very clearly, that whatever one's mellow is, he finds that to be the perfect, that to be perfect. When somebody is in the mellow of neutrality, he thinks that's the highest. When somebody is situated in servitorship, he thinks that's the highest, and so forth. Jar jei rosh hoy, shei sarvottomo. Whatever one's mellow is, that is, according to him, is the highest. So the mellows in Vaikuntha are shanta and dasya, neutrality and servitorship. And those who are situated in Vaikuntha, they are perfectly happy being in that situation. Because everything in the spiritual world is centered around the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, that's the difference between spiritual and material. Material nature is the nature where we are the center.
individually, every one of us is thinking, I am the center. And this world is moving around me. Whereas the spiritual world is the world where Krishna is the center. So everyone is perfectly tuned into Krishna.
Well, then that leads to my next question.
Let me explain that point. There are some friendship and parental in the higher region of Vaikuntha also. Like, for example, in Lord Ramchandra's pastimes in Ayodhya, the Ayodhya is there in the spiritual world also. And there are some friendship with Ramchandra. Like, Sugriv is experiencing the boatman experience. This way there are some friendship is there, but that friendship is mixed with the understanding that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore the friendship there is not perfectly manifest. Similarly, we have Kaikeyi, Sumitra and Kaushalya. They're thinking that the four children are their sons. But again, that is not perfectly manifest. That it is tinged with the awareness that we are dealing with the Supreme Personality of God. And very mercifully he has come. He has become our children. Like that. We can also see Devaki is experiencing pure mellow of the parental affection when Krishna is born. But then as Krishna manifested his forearm form, then immediately that feeling disappeared, right, and prevailed with awe and reverence. But in Vrindavan, all these mellows are in purest form. The friends are thinking, Krishna is my friend, that's his identity. And they're treating him like a friend. For example, sometimes the cowherd boys are wrestling. And in the wrestling bout, the condition is that whoever loses has to carry the winner on his back. Sometimes Krishna loses. The friend says, now Krishna, you have to carry me on your back. Krishna says, no, I'm not going to carry you. You didn't defeat me. I slipped on a banana peel and you jumped on me and claimed that you defeated me. The friend says, come on, Krishna. Where's the banana peel here that you slipped on? With so much effort, I defeated you. And now you are saying that you slipped on a banana peel and you don't want to carry me. Saying that, the friend forces his way onto Krishna's back. Now consider, in order to make his way onto Krishna's back, he had to put his foot on Krishna's body, right, and climb onto his back. Which devotee will ever dare to go to the altar and do such a thing? Right? But in Vrindavan, they don't mind doing that because they don't consider, as I was saying, like they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but their attitude is, you may be or you may not be, that doesn't matter. What really matters is my love for you as your friend. Yeah, now you had to say something?
No, yes, complete. Thank you.
Okay. Maharaj, you had a question? Yes.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Maharaj. I just wanted to add a point to your point, and that is, in Vaikuntha, as you have been mentioning, it is not that they are without bliss. The difference between the bliss of those who are in Vaikuntha and those who are in Goloka is one of intensity. And the difference of intensity is also the difference of the symptoms that one manifests in that blissful state. So sometimes persons say, well, I want the highest. But you may not be meant for the highest. You have to be accepting of what Krishna feels is best and will give him the kind of pleasure that you are able to in that perhaps a lower level. So this is the important point. Whatever you have, You accept it, you relish it, and you thank the Lord for having it.
Yeah.
Good. And you may even go higher from there as a result of that attitude.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said that persons can go, he mentions that, from Vaikuntha planet to the Goloka. But it is rare, of course.
Right. Yeah, yeah, very good point, Maharaj. Yeah, like as you, it's a beautiful comment actually you made, that, you see, the spiritual world or spiritual situation is to accept whatever Krishna wants, not what my want, what I want. Material consideration is always what I want. But spiritual consideration is what Krishna wants. If Krishna wants me to be a blade of grass, I'll become a blade of grass and be happy with that. Actually, that point came up the other day. One devotee asked me that question, that somebody who becomes a blade of grass in the spiritual world, I mean, his point was that, isn't it a kind of, you know, not so nice situation? I mean, so my point was that when you are experiencing the joy within you, does it matter in which condition you are in? Right? When the joy in the heart is, you know, experienced, you know, real joy, then our external condition become irrelevant. So over there, even a blade of grass is feeling that intense spiritual ecstasy, and he thinks, that is my perfection. And as a blade of, that's why Uddhav wanted to be a blade of grass. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the question actually arises that why, in order to get the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis, why did Uddhav want to become a blade of grass? He should have been on the street, on the road, to get the dust from their lotus feet. And the answer to that is that when the gopis hear Krishna's flute, they do not have any awareness where is the road or where is the bush. They simply run. And the chances of getting the dust of their lotus feet being a blade of grass in nowhere is more than being situated on the road. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that is the thing. Like, in the spiritual consciousness means what Krishna wants. Material consciousness is what I want. And we cannot really cultivate that consciousness there. Then what will happen? One will think, oh, I'm in the middle of friendship. Friendship is not good enough. Huh? I want to become in parental. Then day after tomorrow, he feels, no, parental is not good enough. I want to become a gopi. And being a gopi is not good enough. I want to become Radharani. So that is an example of material consciousness, materialistic consciousness. But spiritual consciousness is whatever Krishna wants. I am happy to accept that. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Last two questions.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Your statement is completely verified in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in volume 2 of the 3 volumes, where it states that every living entity has a unique relationship with Krishna, and in that relationship they feel there's nothing better. Higher, nothing better. They're so satisfied. There's nothing higher, better. They're not yearning to be something else because it's on the spiritual platform. And I also wanted to touch on your point about the scientific presentation today, that they're bewildering the people. That's because they're bewildered. They're completely bewildered. I was on a panel at USC once where there was a scientist and there was a priest and an imam and there was myself representing Hinduism. So the scientist, he spoke third out of the 6 of us. And he was saying that you religionists, you're all nice people, but you're running on belief. You believe there is a God, and you believe. So when my turn came to speak, you can understand what I did to him. I pointed out to him that he was also operating on belief, believing in the Big Bang and believing in Darwinian evolution. He was shocked. They're actually bewildered themselves. They don't understand. They think that what they're thinking is true.
True.
So they're bewildering people because they're bewildered.
Yeah, true. True. Thank you so much, Archita Prabhu. Actually, there is one question from...
Maharaj, would you please give us a bit more information about Vaikuntha? My question is, in Goloka, Yoga Maya is in charge. We read a lot about her being in charge of the rasas. In Vaikuntha, is there also an influence like Yogamaya?
Yeah. The difference is in Vrindavan, Yogamaya is Purnamasi. And in Vaikuntha, the Yogamaya is in her eight-armed form. Durga, in the material nature, has 10 arms. In Vaikuntha, Yogamaya has 8 arms. 2 extra hands of Durga in the material nature. In one hand, he is holding a snake. And in the other hand, she is holding the trident. The snake is symbolic, or snake is indicating time. And the trident is threefold miseries. Those two things are not there in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. But yeah, she is present in Vaikuntha also. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare.
He actually was a poet.